sorry, just a moment. I do not know the gospel by heart, so, and the Bible is not up here. Thank you, Catherine. The Holy Gospel according to John, the 15th chapter. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. If a man remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. This is to be my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. The children are invited to go out into the narthex with Michaela to read art and also to read another version of the gospel lesson this morning. We continue this week reading from the book of Acts. After Easter, instead of reading the first lesson from the Old Testament, we read from Acts. So last week we heard about the Apostle Peter, who appeared before the Sanhedrin, the Jewish authorities, and unlike before Jesus' death, Peter speaks before them and tells the gospel. This week we hear the story of another of the first believers in Christ, Philip. Philip was a deacon. He was one of seven people chosen to serve the early church by distributing food. And so there were seven deacons, and another of them was named Stephen. Now, you might have heard of St. Stephen. He's known as the first martyr of the church. He was stoned to death. And following his stoning is where Philip's story starts, really. After that day when Stephen died, there was a great persecution of the church in Jerusalem. To that point, they'd mostly been in Jerusalem. But then they scattered, including Philip. And that could have been the end of the story, I think. They could have killed one member of the church, threatened others, and that could have been the end of the story, the end of the proclamation. But it wasn't, because people like Philip left Jerusalem and proclaimed the gospel in other places. Philip, after losing a close colleague in Stephen, went to Samaria and proclaimed the gospel and healed people and cast out demons. And many believed, and there was great joy in the city, we read. And, you know, Philip could have stopped there. could have just enjoyed his success in Samaria. But the Spirit said, "No, you're not finished yet, Philip. Even though all you were called to do was serve food, and now you're proclaiming, you're called to go somewhere else." The Spirit says to Philip, "Go down to this desert road and hop in the chariot of a very powerful man, the chariot of the treasurer of the Queen of Ethiopia." This must have been a very powerful man, so intimidating for Philip, who'd mostly spoken to common people before that. And yet this Ethiopian eunuch, who's wealthy enough to own a scroll and to be able to read it, would also have been excluded when he came to Jerusalem because he wasn't a Jew, and also because he was a eunuch and therefore not allowed to enter the temple. But it's clear that he was seeking God, traveling to Jerusalem, reading the scripture. So Philip gets in there with him, and together they study the scripture, and Philip proclaims the living word to that eunuch, and the eunuch believes. And Philip probably was thinking, "Well, my work here is done. I've done a pretty good job." But he's not finished yet. Because just as they're finishing up their conversation, the eunuch says, "Look, there's water. What's to prevent me from being baptized?" Well, lots of things, potentially. I'm sure Philip was thinking, well, one, he's not a Jew or even a Samaritan. Haven't baptized any Gentiles yet, any foreigners. And then, well, Philip was a deacon, not an apostle. It was the apostles that baptized, right? But they hop out of the caravan, and the eunuch is baptized in the water. They saw water in the desert so that he could be baptized. And that's how they did church. The two of them there together formed church. After Stephen's death, the believers scattered. The whole church in Jerusalem was gone. And yet that church continued in the people at wherever they went, because the people proclaimed the gospel. And they practiced the sacraments. They broke bread together, remembering Christ, and they baptized. That's what it takes to make church. The people, the proclamation of the word, and practicing the sacraments. All those things brought together by the Holy Spirit. We've been singing every week this Easter, "I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together." And it's true. We're the church. We don't need this building. We don't need the altar. We don't need the pulpits or the PowerPoint or the pews. We don't need any of it. All we need is a few people gathered together proclaiming the word. A few people gathered together around a table, breaking bread and remembering Christ. Water to baptize. That's all we need. And all that is provided by the Holy Spirit. So after the Ethiopian was baptized by Philip, miraculously in water in the desert, Philip pretty well disappears from the eunuch's life. But the eunuch has received what he was looking for, what he was seeking in Jerusalem. He has received the Holy Spirit, has heard the living word, and believes. So he goes on his way rejoicing. But Philip isn't finished yet. You'd think he would be. He has proclaimed the gospel in Samaria to Gentiles too, who will go on to the ends of the earth proclaiming the gospel. But Philip is sent again back to Samaria to proclaim the gospel along the coast of the Mediterranean. Along with all the other apostles, Philip proclaims the gospel, and the story continues because it is told. Today, the story continues. Every week as we gather, all of us, wealthy and poor, straight and gay, of all colors of skin, from all lines of work, conservative, NDP, we all gather together. We gather to hear the living word. We gather to celebrate the sacraments together, to touch the baptismal waters and eat the bread and the wine. But we're not finished yet, because when we're done the service, we scatter. We become just ones and twos going out. And to continue the story, we have to keep telling the story. We have to go out and proclaim the gospel in our words and also our deeds. So as you go out today and as we sing that song after communion, remember, I am the church, you are the church. We're the church together, and we exist to proclaim the word to all the world, so that the story continues. Amen.